We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dean Summers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you and how you be at 6:30 and 35 seconds to go right along with the Thursday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there, Peter Hoffman, Robbie Rosenhaus, those two gentlemen on the other side of the glass, and the 1-877-337-6666. That'd be the number for a 90-minute schmooze right up until your NFL football at 8, right here on your fan. New York City. Well, we're going to begin at the beginning with some good news. Good news. How refreshing, how novel, how unique. Bilal Powell, who suffered the neck injury in the second quarter last Sunday, expected to make a full recovery, you may have heard earlier today. Football with a career at this point, who knows? But it's the rest of his life that is certainly, without question, without a doubt, that's more important. And the full recovery, very good news. You can capitalize every single letter with that. As far as the running game, as far as the receiving core, as far as the secondary, with May especially, well, we're talking questionable to doubtful to out altogether. So this is not going to help Sam and the Jets in the wind and possibly the rain in Chicago this weekend coming up, but the operative phrase with the New York Jets and with Sam, everybody, a work in progress, rinse and repeat. The Boston Red Sox, halfway to a sweep, aren't they? With David Price getting outs and the Boston Penn getting outs with Nathan Eovaldi. Twice now in the two games, the Penn over 8 innings of work, allowing only a run. Can you make it up? And the two-out hits just keep on coming. With the series now moving to the La Brea Tar Pits for what will be probably the final two games. So you know that for Mary Hart and Larry King, two of their diehard fans, you know their beach balls is about to lose all its air. And the wave. Well, Hollywood fans will soon be waving goodbye for 2018, won't they? But there's something we need to say, and we got into this late last night, very early this morning. And it has to do with those who live in Red Sox Nation. And again, we wish we didn't have to say any of these things, but it needs to be said. I don't know if it came up. I didn't hear every single minute from this afternoon and today, this morning, the whole day already. But something needs to be said, and we were talking about it a lot between midnight and 1 this morning. And we're talking about Red Sox Nation. And I think it's fair to say, and we want to be as objective, we want to be as fair, but they should be embarrassed. And you know who you are in Boston. You know who you are who root for the Boston Red Sox. You should be so embarrassed. They really should be ashamed of themselves. They should show some class, you would think, but if they have any class at all, I have to say it's third class. Their team is in the World Series. They are taking on Hollywood, and throughout game one, throughout game two last night, they were chanting, "Yankees suck." Now tell me, please, tell me if this makes any sense whatsoever. Does it really make any sense? Of course it makes no sense. Tell me if this isn't New York envy, isn't New York Yankee envy and jealousy. Now, maybe, you know, when you stop and think about it, we shouldn't be surprised at all since, well, they live in Boston. And yes, they root for the Red Sox. And apparently, it's New York and the New York Yankees that continue to own the Boston soul. Even after winning a few titles, Boston and Red Sox Nation, apparently, I think this is fair and safe to say, I think even after winning a few titles, Boston and Red Sox Nation still feels so deeply inferior to New York and the New York Yankees. Since both New York and the New York Yankees continue to live in the heads of Red Sox Nation, I don't think this can be denied. New York and the Yankees continue to torment the Boston fan with, let's face it, what has always been there and probably always going to stay there, this inferiority complex that will probably, again, live forever in the hearts and minds of those who make up Red Sox Nation. I don't think this can be denied or argued. Instead of chanting for their own team, God forbid, instead of chanting for their own team, instead of chanting anti-LA, anti-Hollywood, they cannot get New York and the Yankees out of their heads. They can't shake that feeling of being number two. No matter how many times they win a title to come out number one in October, they just cannot shake that feeling of being number two to the Yankees, being number two to New York City. Boston. Boston! Come on, Boston! What? Famous for the Boston Tea Party in New York. Real men and women drink coffee, we know from this. Boston, with Plymouth Rocks in the heads of those making up Red Sox Nation. The TV show Cheers about the dysfunctional. And John Smith and Pocahontas, we don't even want to really talk too much about this. John Smith and Pocahontas, maybe the first known case of domestic violence in America, and Turkey, of course, apropos the state bird of Massachusetts. Boston, where you have Red Sox Nation with a lack of confidence, a lack of self-esteem, and they continue to display it every opportunity they get. Here they are in the World Series against the Dodgers. And they're chanting anti-Yankee, anti-New York. And a baseball fan base, come on, let's be honest. Can we all be honest for a second here with this Red Sox Nation and this baseball fan base that just can't forget ever? They will always be second class to New York City and the New York Yankees. I think, again, safe to say, we expect to hear eventually from Red Sox fans. They really shouldn't bother, but you know, the word will get around and they'll give us a call. And we expect them to explain, let alone apologize for what was throughout game one and game two so childlike, so immature. We can understand the chant when they're taking on the Yankees. Of course, that's part of the great rivalry between these two teams. Arguably, and maybe not much of an argument, can be made that let's face it, the Yankees and the Red Sox may be baseball's best rivalry. That is for certain. You can argue it, of course, but please, St. Louis and Kansas City within the state of Missouri? I don't think so. Giants and A's? I don't think so. Cubs and White Sox? I don't think so. And this is not within the Mets and the Yankees. That's unto itself. But this is the greatest rivalry of them all, and how long has each team been around? Forever. So you can understand maybe the chant, the Yankees are this and the Yankees are that, and the same with Yankee fans with Boston. You can understand this anti-New York and anti-New York Yankee chant in April, right on through September. Of course, it's all part of the rivalry between these two teams. But in the World Series, taking on the Dodgers, you're chanting about the Yankees. Maybe we shouldn't be surprised at all, because after all, we're talking about Red Sox Nation, talking about Boston.
Boston sucks! Boston sucks! Boston sucks! Boston sucks!
All kinds of great stuff that you can do when you are here in Boston, but this isn't for that.
Making your way in the world today.
Sucks!
Boston is the greatest city in the world.
Ho ho, very funny. Ha ha, it is to laugh.
Boston sucks!
Boston Tea Party
sucks!
Taking a break from all your worries
sucks!
Boston Cream Pie
sucks!
Boston Rob Mariano
sucks!
Birthplace of
Boston sucks!
Yankee Doodle went to town riding on a pony.
Then he looked around, realized it sucked.
Sometimes you wanna go where everybody
sucks!
Boston's not even a real city, it's a college town with a fishing pier.
You wanna be where you can see
Boston sucks!
You wanna be where everybody
sucks! Boston sucks! Boston sucks! Boston sucks!
And of course, if you are a Boston fan with the Red Sox, you should be ashamed of yourself for such a silly, silly chant. But you can't get the Yankees out of your head, can you? No, you can't. All right. And by the way, Lorenzo Carter, he of one of the first quarter sacks last Monday night for the New York Football Giants on Matty Ice, will join us in a Giant spot coming up at 7:05. So we're going to talk to him, obviously, about two of his defensive teammates who have been purged. And we will, of course, talk to him about what is going on in the locker room as a defensive coordinator. What, he's a rookie out of Georgia, had one of the three first quarter sacks, and that was about it for the defense. Second half especially was terrible.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.